You're coming through very clear.
So that's all that matters.
Yeah.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Yeah.
Where have you been?
A lot of volunteer shit, family stuff.
Like volunteer hand job?
No, I'm one of those volunteer firefighter and paid when I'm not there because they don't want to pay me. I'm there for free.
I'm confused. I'm just not familiar with the whole concept of giving. I'm Jewish.
It's actually how I got my paid job. Free training.
By giving?
Yeah, by giving.
Yeah, I still. Actually, I had an internship for like less than a week. I quit.
We don't have time.
Oh, okay.
Asking way too much of me for an unpaid position. I tried to tell her, listen, I'm moving this week. Your hiring manager said that you could start right away. Duh, that's what you say to hiring managers. Everyone knows that you lie during an interview. That's the whole point of an interview, to see how good of a liar you are.
For a person of color, you're very smart.
When is Blue History Month?
I don't think you get one. I don't think there's enough of you. People have to use colors to...
They should stop teaching kids colors and maybe we wouldn't have racism.
Yeah, someone much smarter than me said they should stop doing Black History Month. It should be ingrained in...
I feel like it's every month.
It pretty much is.
Not that I have a problem with Black people, but I do have a problem with learning history for the entire month.
History's fun, but it's going to be interesting history. English or European history.
It's all bullshit.
History is bullshit.
Yeah, it's completely subjective to whoever passed down the story.
So like white people.
Yeah, basically. I don't believe any of it. Especially if it's from a male's perspective, a white male. That's not how it went down, sir.
To him it might have.
He's delusional.
White male have brought more things to this world than any other demographic or color. The machine gun, brain surgery, women. They wouldn't exist without a white male.
Counterpart.
Yeah, that one.
I don't know how that works. I've never reproduced.
Well.
If you want to explain it to me, feel free.
There's probably a page on Google that'll do it better than I would.
So I'm finished with my Accutane. I think that's why my feet are blue.
Holy heart failure!
But I've seen a picture of your wrist and it looked blue.
Yeah.
So is it just your feet or is it like your entire body?
I don't have any zits. I would say it was definitely worth it. Would I do it again? Absolutely not.
You must have some kind of death wish to take that stuff again.
The worst 6 months of my life. I don't know if it's ever going to wear off, this fatigue. I'm still tired.
Did it affect your body permanently in a way that's negative?
No.
It did get rid of my acne. All of my other organs are fucked.
You Americans have some weird medications.
I can't believe this shit's legal.
But you've got absolutely no acne, so it has at least completely cleared out. It's not like it's gotten rid of most of it.
It worked for the most part. I don't know if it was worth it because my body parts are blue.
Yeah, that's probably something you should get checked.
I went to the fucking ER. I sent a picture to my dermatologist. Hey, is this a side effect of Accutane and my blue feet? Anything's possible. Whatever, bitch. I guess it's not a life or death situation. Get 2 missed calls from 1-800 numbers.
Talk to me, Nitro.
Ignore. A couple hours later, I looked at the voicemail. Let's have a listen.
Hi, this message is for Shia Amster. This is the registered nurse. Please read your email as you may need medical attention today. Thank you.
Luckily, we're in tip-top condition. It'll be faster if we run. Let's go.
Wouldn't you be scared if you got that? Run in there.
I'm looking for Dr. Tompkins.
There was no one in the hospital. I was still there for 4 hours. And then they were like, there's nothing wrong. Have a nice day.
Who's your boss?
Probably see a competent doctor.
It was like late at night, so I had to go to a different hospital that's not with their stupid network. And for that reason, I have to go do the same tests in my network, the same shit that showed nothing. They tested me for blood clots, 4 vials of blood, an ultrasound of my thighs, COVID test. Have you ever gotten a COVID test?
As an emergency worker, I've got to get them regularly.
Do they shove that Q-tip up into your brain?
Yeah.
Do you ever think that they're putting something in there? My nose was bleeding for at least 24 hours.
You really have a sensitive body.
The slightest impact was sufficient to instantly reduce them to antimatter.
I have roommates.
That's good. You'll get along with those, I'm sure.
Yeah, they seem really cool. I think it's three gay guys. I know that at least two of them are gay. I don't know about the other one. But they kicked out the last person because she was messy in the bathroom. So I'm going to assume that the other one's gay too. I feel like a straight guy would not be pissed about that.
No, not at all.
Straight guys like pee on everything in the bathroom.
Marking the territory thing.
Disgusting. If a guy like pulls the seat up, pisses on the seat, and then puts it back down.
It's called the golden surprise.
You are so disappointing. On so many levels.
If a guy does that and I invite him over, I'm never inviting him over again.
Really?
Because I don't notice that because I don't clean the toilet every day.
I'm sick and tired of cleaning up after you, Langstrom.
So the next guy that comes over is going to fucking see that. It's not going to look good.
Just clean before clients.
Now I do, but you don't realize it. There was a learning curve. I didn't know that I had to check for those things. I thought that we were adults.
It's not my fault.
Oh, you are the worst leader I've ever seen. To the Batmobile.
They got what?
Kayaks.
Oh, gross. See, I'm not a water person. My people invented ships to stay the fuck out of water.
It's basically a ship, but a lot smaller and you manual.
I know what a bloody ship. I just don't use them. Yeah, so you've been doing the currency exchange thing?
Yeah, dude. Crypto. Link is in the show notes. If you invest $100, you get $10 and I get $10. Everyone wins. I've been investing. You just put a bunch of money in there, wait till it doubles, and then take out half of it.
Yes, Robin. I'd say the odds against it would make even the most reckless gambler cringe.
It's genius. It sounds like you'd be a fool to not take that offer up.
You do have to have a little bit of money and you have to be okay with not having it if you do lose it. That's just gambling.
It's gambling for the smart man.
It's legal gambling.
Well, gambling is legal.
Some places.
Gambling's not legal where you're from?
It is on the Indian reservations, and if you go to Vegas...
What? Isn't it the land of freedom or liberty or something?
Yeah, no. Only if you're an Indian. Native American, excuse me. That's how the trade-off is. You can have the casinos because we stole all of your land.
I think it's a big tax write-off for them, too, because they don't have to pay tax on any of their profits, do they?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. You should know this. This is literally your people's strong point.
I think it's city by city. It's different. Or maybe it's state by state. Nevada, that's where Vegas is. Everything's basically legal. Like, prostitution, I swear, is legal there.
In the Indian commune only, or?
No, like anywhere in Nevada. Have you heard of Las Vegas?
Yes, I've heard of the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas. They have a Ross there. Do you have Ross?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, it's like a discount store, shop for less, Jewish. Anyway, clothing and house stuff. They have a Ross in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
They have like a membership card like you do with the Costco's?
No, there's no membership required.
Oh.
It's all new too.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
I don't think thrift stores are going to be a thing of the future.
Thrift store?
It's like a used clothes.
Okay, yeah, we call them a charity shop. It's like we're poor people.
It used to be fun, but now with coronavirus, I can't see myself ever.
Why? They wash everything.
They say they do.
My mates and I, when we'd go away, we'd go to a thrift shop and we'd buy all our clothes from a thrift shop and we'd say we've got $50 or $100 or $20 and you've got to buy all the clothes for your trip at that thrift store.
$20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comer. This is fucking awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
Oh, well, that's a cool challenge.
It's great until you catch scabies.
Yeah, but it's fine. That's curable.
It is, but it's very itchy.
Wait, you got scabies from a thrift store. Are you sure you got it from the thrift store?
We also used to go to some really bad accommodation too. It could be a mixture of the two of them. But yeah, it's a fun game. I suggest everyone trying it.
After they try the Chinese fire drill, they can do that on the way to the thrift store.
I did bring that up with the crew leader and he suggested we're not going
to
do that.
You need to find a new boss.
Damn, that's a cold ass honky. But she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin. She know
about wearing a fur fox skin. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another. Advanced. Advanced firefighter.
Advanced asbestos.
I've dealt with plenty of that. Interesting protocol when you accidentally hit asbestos, covers you in this cloud of white dust. You strip off all your clothes. They get a fire truck to come and hose you down in the street in your underwear.
For real?
Yeah.
I want to go to work with you.
You really don't, because it's actually really cold water that comes out of those.
No, I don't actually want to do it. I want to watch. I want to spray the hose.
If that's your kink, I'm not going to judge you. It's cold. It's not flattering. And there's public there because there's a...
Did you explain to everybody that it's cold?
No, because I'm too busy making... I'm being sprayed with cold water noises and I'm not normally this small. It's the cold water.
Guys should have a protocol of measuring their dicks when they're cold. That way, it's not a disappointment.
It's always a disappointment with me.
Well, yeah, with you. That's different. With like normal people.
Thanks.
Just so everybody knows, this person's on the other side of the world. I've never seen him.
That was a good cover-up.
He could be gigantic, but probably not.
I'm not. I'm definitely not. I mean, there is
1/16th black, so...
Yeah, so there's steam chance.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, imagine, like, an 8-year-old.
Oh, I love imagining that. Sorry, I get it from my dad.
Oh, that is a brilliant inside joke.
If anybody understands that, you better like, subscribe, whatever. Buy Bitcoin with my promo code. So you obviously haven't grown since we last spoke.
Not height-wise. I have put on 26 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Doing hard labor.
Wait, so it's like pounds of muscle?
Yeah. See, I look at myself and I don't notice a difference, but then I see a photo of me 6 months ago and I'm like, oh shit, I was thin.
I thought that you had a dad bud now, so I was getting excited.
I have been drinking a little bit of beer, so I don't have a six pack anymore. It's kind of a little bit like a keg.
Sounds nice. I'm allergic to beer. Do you guys listen to the same music as people in America, or what type of music do you listen to?
We listen to the same kind of music, but we listen to the track from back to front because it's upside down, Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, okay. Do your toilets flush the opposite way as well?
Yes.
So you're counterclockwise?
Mm-hmm.
What about the toilet paper? Is that like an over or under thing?
The terry bit to the front.
Yeah, we're the other way.
Yeah, but you don't have giant death spiders that like to hang underneath your toilet paper. So when you go and rub them on your ass, you regret all your life decisions.
Is that from that area or is that from that really usable toilet paper that you use?
No, that's just, you remembered, that's good. No, that's just from the country in general.
I actually reached out to those people and asked them for some kind of affiliate marketing opportunity. They didn't actually get back to me. I was like, I have a lot of assholes on my show. Think I could do really great things for your company. They did not respond.
Wow. I'm going to stop using them.
Yeah, you should.
Who gives a crap? I'll remember this.
Yeah, everyone, if you're listening, do not order that reusable toilet paper, that bamboo shit. Don't order it from anywhere. Not even just who gives a crap. We have toilet paper now. It's not even necessary.
It's true.
That will be in textbooks for like our grandchildren.
And they'll laugh until they need to wipe their asses and there's no toilet paper.
They'll probably have some new advanced things like a cartridge or something. I don't know. I feel they need to update a lot of the body processes, like the whole drinking water. It's super inconvenient. Peeing all the time. Besides a catheter, because those are uncomfortable. That's what I hear. Can you imagine like having a fanny pack and you're just like filling up with pee, doing whatever?
Yeah, but if I was going to have one, I'd want it to be on my shoulder so I can be looking the person in the eye as the bag fills up.
Have you ever heard of the colonic?
I feel like I know where this one's going.
Basically, you sit on this thing. It's like a seat. I'm surprised I'm not healthier because I've tried all these fucking weird health things. Seat, and it's made out of plastic. It has this thing that you shove up your ass and it hurts really fucking bad. Turn on the water, sprays water in your asshole, and then all of your poop comes out in this tube. You can see it. These little turds. The lady who sets it up is right there, and it's super awkward, super uncomfortable. I'll never get it again. I don't understand how people think that's like a pleasurable experience because it felt awful. It hurt. I didn't even feel good after. It was disgusting. But yeah, that's the cool part is like you get to see your little turds coming out of the tube while somebody's like, how are you? Do you need more water pressure? I was just trying to get rid of my toxic insides then as well.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.